You, free the prisoner immediately, said a loud voice from the door. It was Elizabeth's father, Governor Swan. He looked angrily at the officer. The officer didn't move. Governor Swan studied the man's face. Cutler Beckett, he asked finally. It's Lord Beckett now, the man replied. Lord or not, do you have a reason to arrest this man? I do. Mr. Mercer? Beckett said to a man next to him. Mercer gave him a letter. Governor Swan looked at it. This letter isn't for the arrest of Will Turner, he said. This is for the arrest of Elizabeth Swan. Is it? Beckett asked. My mistake. Arrest her, he ordered. The soldiers took Elizabeth. Why? Elizabeth asked angrily. Beckett didn't answer. He produced two more letters. Here's the letter for William Turner, and this one orders the arrest of James Norrington. Do you know where he is? Commodore Norrington left here some months ago, the governor answered quickly. We don't know where he is. Why are you arresting us? Elizabeth asked bravely. Beckett looked at his prisoners. You helped a pirate to escape. The punishment for that is death, he said happily. You remember Jack Sparrow, don't you? Will looked at Elizabeth. Captain Jack Sparrow? They said together. Yes, Beckett answered. He turned to his men. Take them away! Captain Jack Sparrow had his own problems. Alone in his room on the Black Pearl, he held his compass tightly in his hand. He looked at it and quickly closed it. Then he shook it and looked at it again. Not good. He reached for a drink. The bottle was empty. He left the room to find another bottle. The drinks cupboard was almost empty. He smiled when he saw a bottle on the lower shelf. He opened it and turned it over. Sand fell onto the floor.